We're chatting with the leader of One Nation in New South Wales, Mark Latham. The Business Council of Australia has commissioned research, Mark, and it found that the domestic border closures have wiped $4.6 billion from major Sydney air routes. And as we continue as a nation to lose, what is it, $319 million a day due to travel restrictions. And it looks like, I mean, they're not opening up the borders. We get the Prime Minister wanting the borders open, you know, months ago, really, but no one's listening. None of the premiers are listening.
Well, obviously the critical situation in Victoria needed to be addressed with border closures, but for the rest of the country, are we one nation, Australia, or are we now back to being six different colonies? You know, this to me has been a sad step backwards to pre-Federation days where Australia had six different colonies who bickered and had different tax regimes and put tariffs and restrictions on each other. We couldn't even have a standard rail gauge that ran from Albury to Wodonga. You had to change trains at Albury or Wodonga to then get about your way. So, you know, all that lack of coordination and cohesion back in the day, it's returned with this massive economic cost. And surely, given that, you know, the closure of the international border and Australia as an island continent, that makes sense. But didn't we need to promote the idea of internal Australian tourism, you know, for people to go visit our wonderful country, spend their dollars, ensure that people in tourism and hospitality keep their jobs? So I think that's the tragedy of it. Where it could have safely been done to open the borders, the federal government really had no powers. The state or colonial governments went back to bad practice, and in particular Queensland, the situation's been atrocious, but WA hasn't been much better.
Can you see, I mean, there's been lots of talk from Palaszczuk in Queensland saying that, you know, she'll open the borders on November 1. Do you still think that'll be the case? Of course, it's the day after the election.
Yeah, well, doesn't that tell you a lot? You know, I said way back, she'll open the borders the day after the election, because everything she's been doing isn't about the public interest, it's been about political gain from her point of view. So, you know, there's the irony, there's the announcement, it probably will happen. And we'll look back and think, geez, that political tactic she had came at enormous economic cost, people losing their jobs, thrown on the social scrap heap and all the problems that come from that. So, yeah, I don't think historians will be very generous to Anastasia Palaszczuk.
What would you say, the historians, do you think they'll be generous to Daniel Andrews?
No, not at all. I think there the farce grows bigger by the day that we know they had this massive problem with their hotel quarantine security, that the guards there had no training in infectious disease control. They slept with some of the clients. They took them to Macca's, and they basically became a mechanism for spreading the virus in Victoria and beyond. And the failing and sort of the keystone cops nature of the inquiry got down there. Peter Credlin from Sky News seems to have more knowledge about what's going on than the people paid huge amounts of money to run this inquiry. And Andrews doesn't seem to have any of the answers. But, you know, one by one, they seem to be falling. He's lost his departmental head. He's lost his health minister. There's an argument to sack the jobs minister, and the head health guy down there supposedly has not handed over all the emails he had with his knowledge of the private security arrangements. So I think historians will be doing PhDs on the public administration disaster of the Andrews government.
It is a mess. Okay, well, time is up. I've got to go back to the newsroom. Thank you, as always, for your time. We really appreciate it, and we'll look forward to chatting to you same time, same place, next Thursday.
Yeah, thanks, Brent. Enjoy the footy weekend and the AFL as well. That should be a great game. You know, Richmond, they're a great team. I'll probably take that one out.
Okay, mate. Thanks, Mark. See you, mate. Bye-bye.